Cumulative Review 5. Exercise 1.
Buckingham Palace is opening its doors to tourists again tomorrow. We've invited Finlay Sparks to the show to tell us about the tour. Finlay, how much of the palace do people actually see?
Well, Buckingham Palace is very large. There are 775 rooms, including the 19 staterooms and 78 bathrooms. On the tour, you can see all of the staterooms. These are rooms where the king or queen meets important visitors to the palace.
Right. Can you tell us what the staterooms are like, Finlay?
Oh, they're full of lovely furniture, beautiful carpets, and impressive works of art. There are paintings by famous artists such as Rubens and Rembrandt. But the thing I like best is the grand staircase. The architect John Nash designed the staircase in the 1820s, and it really is spectacular. There are two sets of stairs that go from the ground floor to the first floor.
So, what kind of rooms are the staterooms?
There's the music room and there are three drawing rooms. These are like living rooms for special occasions. Then there's the picture gallery and the ballroom. In the past, this is where the palace had dances, but today they often use it as a large dining room. And then, of course, there's the throne room.
The throne room?
Yes. This room has some special chairs where kings and queens sit for official ceremonies and for photographs. Prince William and his new wife, Kate Middleton, sat in the throne room for the photograph of their wedding in 2011.
Right, the throne room. Does the tour only include the staterooms, Finlay?
No. You can also go outside to visit the gardens if you pay a bit more. There are hundreds of different trees and flowers and a very large lake. You can also see the tennis courts where King George VI played. And you can finish your visit with a cup of tea in the garden cafe.
That sounds very pleasant. Finlay Sparks, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.